freedom!
Order, order.
Parliament is sitting under urgency after the government introduced five bills to implement measures announced by Finance Minister Bill English in his seventh budget. One bill addressing child poverty is to be given a first reading and sent to a select committee. The other four, though, will be put through all their stages without going to a committee for public submissions. The reason for the urgency was explained by the Leader of the House, Gerry Brownlee.
Mr. Speaker, the government is moving to take urgency on these bills because they are all part of a package of moves that have been signalled today in Budget 2015. The Support for Children in Hardship Bill legislates for most of the changes that have been mentioned in the budget, and Mr Speaker, that bill will go to a select committee for consideration so that it can be effective from the 1st of April 2016. The Social Housing Reform Flexible Purchasing and Remedial Matters Bill is urgent because the Ministry of Social Development needs to be able to purchase more social housing places. The bill allows for more flexible contracting with community housing providers, which the Ministry needs to be able to enter into for contracts to purchase 300 social housing places in Auckland as soon as possible. The Telecommunications Development Levy Bill provides certainty to the telecommunications industry. It allows the government to get on with rolling out the Rural Broadband Initiative extensions, which it cannot do until it has legislative mandate and funding. Mr Speaker, the KiwiSaver Budget Measures Bill proposes to remove the $1,000 KiwiSaver Kickstart contribution paid to all New Zealand to all new enrollees in the KiwiSaver scheme, effective from 2 p.m. today. The Border Processing Arrivals and Departures Levy Bill is being introduced because demand for border clearance services is increasing due to the number of airline and cruise ship passengers arriving and departing from New Zealand. This is expected to grow by some 3.5% annually for the foreseeable future, and we simply need to have the users of the services that we provide to protect our borders paying for them.
Mr Brownlee's urgency motion was passed by 63 votes to 58 and interrupted the budget debate.
Phil Gough would have done a lot better. David Shearer would have done a lot better. David Cunliffe would have done a lot better, and all three of them know it. All three of them know it. Mr Speaker, that was Andrew Little, and the operative word is little.
The Prime Minister, John Key, beginning his budget speech, one of only two speeches that he makes in the House each year, with an attack on the Leader of the Opposition, even though Andrew Little had advised him against doing his usual dog and pony routine.
Make this promise to New Zealanders that every single one of the houses built on the land that you've released and in your announcement today will be an affordable house that ordinary New Zealanders can get into. Make that promise today. You've got a dozen TV cameras around here you can make it to. Make the promise today, Mr. Prime Minister. Don't get on your hindquarters in 15 minutes' time and flap about like a rooster on heat and give your usual dog and pony routine.
Launching the 15-hour budget debate by urging the House to vote no confidence in Mr. Key's government, the opposition leader started strongly.
Wait until tomorrow, they said. One sleep to go, which was a bit rich for a government that spent 7 years sleeping at the wheel.
But Mr. Little got his biggest laugh from the government benches when he fumbled a name.
And there will still be people without a home in years to come. And I think of people like Gene Simmons. Gene Harris.
Order.
I think of people like...
Order.
Mr. Harris, it turned out, was a 30-year-old marketing manager on the North Shore.
And he rents a two-bedroom flat in Hillcrest on the North Shore with his partner and his baby. And he contacted us to tell us, because he's sick and tired of this government and its arrogance and its contempt and at this government laughing at people like him.
Government MPs, however, were too busy laughing at Mr. Key's dog and pony act.
This man, Mr. Andrew Little, is like one of the least favoured candidates or contestants on The Bachelor. He knows he's never getting a rose, that boy.
Also out to entertain was New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters.
This is a split ends budget. Everywhere you look, there are deficits, and as split ends, the group sang, "I see red, I see red, I see red.
More detail on our website, parliamenttoday.co.nz. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program was made with funding from Parliament.